Hey guys, welcome to the Create Don't Hesitate podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Ford, and this podcast is for Gen Z creatives who have dreams they want to pursue and fears that hold them back and hesitate to start, myself included. And my goal is to share my experiences, insights, and encouragement and give you a head start to begin working to your dreams, passions, and ideal life. I post a podcast once a week, every Monday, and I hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So we're going to think about changing the podcast upload dates to Tuesday and see how that works out. And hopefully this works out for you guys. And hopefully this is something that you guys would find okay. And if this seems better for you guys, then awesome. And if not, we're just kind of testing this out, see if this day works better. Maybe we'll change it to Wednesday or whatever. But I just wanted to update you guys. And here we go. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Create Don't Hesitate show. Today we're talking about your story isn't over yet, right? So each and every one of you has your own story and testimonial to share, right? You've been through your own struggles and hardships and you've learned to overcome them, or maybe you're still currently going through some right now, whether you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed from school or work or just feeling down lately or anything like that. Maybe you're part of some toxic relationships or friendships or connections that are pulling you down lately, right? Or whether you've gone through different battles or different experiences that have gave you some stress and discouragement, then this episode is for you, because you are worthy, you're amazing, and you're powerful, right? So currently, just a little update, we're literally recording this at 12:34 a.m. on May 1st, 2022, and you're probably wondering, okay, first of all, why the heck are you staying up that late? A little quick story, and then we'll kind of jump back into the episode, but yesterday, technically, and since it's 12:35, so May 30th, this whole day, or not May 30th, I mean April 30th, 2022, I was recording this episode, I was planning on recording a bunch of episodes for the month of May, and just never got to it, so I'm currently recording this on Sunday at 12:35 a.m., so, but it's great. I was spending time with the family all day yesterday, and it was great. I had a couple of distractions, you know, throughout the day. In the beginning, I just started my day out wrong, you know, off on the wrong foot. So, and by that, I mean starting the day on my phone, getting distracted, spending my time on that and stuff. So that's a little bit of background right now. But yeah, I'm super ready to go to bed, but I'm also super ready to share this wonderful episode with you guys and get to teach you and to get to bring you guys another awesome episode. So I just want to say I appreciate you guys listening and your support so far. We've gone super far in here. I'm just so grateful for you guys. So if any of you guys are loyal listeners, or whether you're new listeners, you guys are wonderful. You guys are powerful. You guys have gifts and talents to share. And just the main point of this episode is to help you realize the story that you have, right? The testimony that you have, the gifts and the talents you have, right? The struggles that you have, right? Really just becoming self-aware of these things and then using these experiences to help teach and support others, right? And, you know, the reason you're here on this earth, right, is to share your talents, to share your gifts, to share your tips and your strategies for overcoming certain experiences, whether that's certain relationships or negative friendships, or maybe something, family conflicts are going on, or maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's just like procrastinating on schoolwork, or maybe it's uploading content on the internet and it's just going slow, or you've been inconsistent with it, which I'm actually personally working on too. It's just been working on school and other stuff and distractions. So staying consistent on content has been a little crazy, but this podcast, I'm still going to hear do these podcasts. We got to do some video podcasts as well. As we're recording this, actually, May 1st, I had a new song that dropped, last Friday? Yeah, on Friday, the April 29th. It's called Mellow Minds. It's an instrumental song, and it literally just loops for, like, there's, like, the main chorus or whatever, and then it loops for, like 4 minutes or something, 3.5 minutes or something like that, 2.5 minutes, I don't remember, but it was just sort of a loop of a instrumental, right? And I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys listening. I really gotta get to bed, but yeah, it's literally great. All right, so a little bit about this episode again, right? The thing I want to leave with you guys is that, or share with you guys, is that your story isn't over yet, right? Even if you've gone through hardships or difficulties or challenges that have tried to bring you down, just know that you are valuable and that these experiences are meant to strengthen you, right? They may break you right now. They may be causing you pain or distress or discomfort, discouragement, worry, anxiety, depression, just failure right now. But just know that what you're going through is meant to grow you, is meant to teach you, is meant to give you a future, right? Is meant to help you grow in who you are as a person, right? And there's a Bible verse, Jeremiah 29:11, and you know, I'll read to you what it says, and it's just so encouraging, right? Because, you know, just knowing that each and every one of us and each and every one of you listening has a purpose and has a future, that is just such an amazing reminder. And whether you're faith-based or not, here's one of my favorite verse in the Bible, actually. And, you know, as a Christian and stuff, is Jeremiah 29:11, and I'll read it for you. And yeah, so it just says, what is it? Yeah, I just realized that you guys are important. Your story matters, your voice matters, and when you share your story with other people around you, you can help them and help grow them and help show them that they're worth it, right? And your story, you know, you may be, again, going through a tough season right now, but once you put your story out there, once you put your testimony out there and start impacting people and helping people get through what they're going through, the people are going to appreciate you for helping them out, right? Doing little things that help others without expecting anything in return is such a valuable lesson and something to learn in life, right? And that doesn't necessarily mean, like, hey, if you put in the work in a certain job or certain vision or goal or career of yours, or just a little side hustle thing, or even if it's helping another person do something, be kind to them, right? Not expecting anything in return just kind of helps you be a little more humble and helps you be more, you know, centered and grounded in yourself and, you know, the people around you and stuff. So Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." And this is one of my favorite verses because it shows you that no matter what you're going through, what you're facing, you know, God doesn't plan to harm you. It may seem like what you're going through, these struggles, this pain, this worry, or even if you're in a good season right now, just know that, or good season, good life right now, you know, just know that you have value, you have purpose, you have a plan for your life, right? And look, God doesn't promise you that even if you are a Christian or even if you're not faith-based at all, God's not saying that you're not going to go through troubles if you read his word, if you read the Bible or pray with him, but or be a Christian or be religious. But what he is saying is that he'll be with us, right? God will be with us because he knows the plans he has for our lives. And, you know, this is something I stand for because it, you know, gives you a hope and a future, right? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And just remember that each and every one of you is important and that there's so many good things about your story and about your voice that you can use to impact other people, right? And even if you're going through a tough season right now, just, you know, remember that sometimes we could, here's a couple of things that you can consider doing to help you get through whatever struggles you're going through, whatever hardships or whatever pain or whatever bad days or inconvenient days or things just didn't go the way you expected them to be. Some things to consider is just taking a mental health day, self-care day, right? You can do some personal research on how to do mental health techniques and calming techniques and stuff and self-care activities. I'm not super dive deep knowledgeable about mental health related things, or however, if you do want to go learn about that on your own, or you are going through some battles right now, you can ask me questions and, you know, I'll answer them to the best of my ability and to the best of my knowledge and experiences. However, go if you're struggling with anything, make sure you go check with like a friend or your parents, or, you know, a trusted teacher from school, or our doctor or a therapist or counselors. Just go check in with some of these. Go check in with some of these people and they can try and help you out, right? If you are going through anything. Next is just, you know, maybe read a book, do some writing or journaling. Something I do is a journaling routine, right? So I have various journals. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I have like one for goals, books, prayer, a gratitude journal, brain dump journal, where you could just put a bunch of other thoughts and activities and things down. I have one that I have for book ideas, for writing down things I'll put in my book that I'm currently writing, actually. That's going to be probably publishing around. My goal is senior year of high school in 2024, in around June or whatever, or the end of that year sometimes. So maybe the end of 2024, I want to have a book released and published. It might be a small one, but I don't know. We'll see, because I'm just here to provide you guys value and encouragement and some other ways to help whatever you're going through, maybe, or even if you're having a good time in your life, is to do a relaxing activity, reading, writing, listening to certain calming music or Christian music, you know, walking in the park, maybe talking to some friends, just something that you really find enjoyable and that fills your soul up, you know, that gives you a little spark of joy, you know? And yeah, I'm super passionate about this and super excited to just share this content with you guys, because it's important, right? You guys are important. You guys are valuable. And just before we get, you know, closing out, a couple more things to consider is, you know, whatever you're going through, right? It's meant to grow you and strengthen you and teach you. And, you know, when you share your story with the people around you or with the world or on social media or with somebody going through what you're going through that, you know, needs to hear your voice and your story, you know, by sharing that with them, you and teaching them and talking with them, listening to people and building relationships and connections, you know, you're going to learn a lot, right? And, you know, just focus on God's plan for your life, right? You know, things may be slow and stagnant right now. You may seem stuck or lost in your life or feel like life's and years just repeating itself. And look, part of that's just been because of COVID's been legit crazy for the past 2 years. But in America, right, in the USA, we're kind of getting things into control, right? And I don't know about other countries completely, but I know China has like still tons of lockdowns COVID wise, but that's for another conversation or other personal research you guys can look into. But I just want to keep saying this, is that you're valuable, right? You may not believe that or feel that, but knowing that you're appreciated and you're seen, and you know, knowing that when you feel that you have a purpose and you have a plan for your life and you have a future, that just is encouraging and sort of a hopeful message, that with the intent that you can use that for bettering your life, for living in a positive mindset, right? And that, you know, that's why we're here, right? Is to help others, right? Help ourselves, fill our own cup up, fill ourselves up so that we can spill it onto others. There's this phrase, I don't remember exactly how it goes or where it originally came from, but it says something like, the concept, something like, if you have to, okay, I think there's a couple of things. It's like, you can either have a glass half full or half empty, right? Where's your perspective on that? Like, if it's half empty, then you're always focusing on, you know, things not being enough, right? Things being less, things in your life that are just dragging you down. And if you focus on the perspective of, hey, my cup, it is only at half, right? It's half full. And it's almost done, right? It's half empty. Mm-hmm. Okay. But at the same time, if you have the mindset of, hey, my cup, right? Whether it's not necessarily drinks in this case, but let's just say like your cup is your gifts, your talents, all of the good things of who you are, right? Fill yourself up. You know, this can be God's word, gifts, your gifts, talents, internal thoughts, right? All these things run through your head. So taking control of your thoughts, I have another episode on that if you want to look into it. One of the episodes a while back is just talking about thoughts. But yeah, just taking control of your thoughts is valuable as well. Because when you know how to deal with what you're thinking and what you're feeling, and just focusing on it, not necessarily denying whatever battles you're going through, but just acknowledging them and deciding to change is incredible, right? So there's an episode 44, I talk about taking control of your thoughts, right? Taking captive of negative thoughts and turning them into positive thoughts, into reinforcing growth thoughts. So additionally to this, before we continue to close out here very soon, you know, sharing, we've already talked about it a little bit, but about whenever you go through hardships and stressful situations, right, that is part of your story, part of your testimony, part of the message that you have to share to people, right? You, through these hard experiences, you develop skills and resilience that will help lead you to the future person that you are, will lead you to lead you to your future, so that you can be strengthened and more knowledgeable and be filled with wisdom to overcome and face future battles, to grow from those, and to constantly get better and better over time, and continually improve our skills and improve our lives all around. And yeah, just share your story, right? A little bit back to the cup thing. You gotta fill your own cup up, and you have to let it fill your cup up fully, and let it overflow onto other people's lives, right? And if you're faith-based, another way to look at that is, if your cup is, you know, half full, right? If you're all those things inside of you, your personality, your gifts, talents, reading God's word, everything about you inside your head, inside your heart is meant to teach you to, you know, work on yourself, right? And about the cup thing, you know, you can have your cup half full and God can fill you up, right? Fill up your cup and then have it overflow, right? Make your cup overflow. And when your cup overflows, you could spill your light, spill your good energy, your talents, your stories, your testimonies onto other people so that you can change their lives and help build a more deeper, authentic, genuine relationship with people. And this is just such an important and critical part of life, is connecting and networking with people. I believe we have another episode coming for that one. Yeah, the next episode, go check out the next episode, which is going to be talking about, you know, networking and connecting with others and just how that whole thing connects. So to further go on about the cup thing, just fill up, like, let God fill up your cup so you can spill your good energy and your light onto other people and see where, you know, life takes you and stuff. And if you guys are still listening, I appreciate you guys. I know this episode's a little bit longer, a little bit on the long side. However, I appreciate you guys still pushing through, still staying along. And if any of you guys, just real quick, if any of you guys ever want to write any notes down for any of these episodes and send those notes in, or share those notes on your Instagram story, just say like, hey, I listened to this podcast, right? And by Zach Ford, like, I love this episode. You know, here's what I learned, and here's how his episode would help you out, right? Share these things to your audience, share these things to your Instagram stories, your Snapchat stories. And just see how that all goes. So I love you guys and I appreciate you guys, and there's just so much to learn, so much to work on yourself. So just remember that, you know, your challenges are meant to give you, you know, wisdom, and they're supposed to help you grow who you are and give you lessons and wisdom to share with other people around you, and help expand not only your own life and your own self-awareness and discipline and work ethic and creativity, but also to use what you have, use what you've learned to help bring others up to your level, right? And in closing, just, you know, the one thing I want you to leave knowing is that each and every one of you has a purpose and a future, and whatever you've been through or currently going through, just know that, you know, it's meant to strengthen you, meant to teach you, meant to show you that you're valuable and that you're worth it, and that your story and your testimony, by sharing it with other people, you could impact their lives and help them get through what they're going through, right? So constantly having the mindset of wanting to help other people, wanting to serve other people, while also filling up your own cup and taking care of yourself is super important as well. So always have a mindset to constantly want to learn and grow and see where life takes you. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thanks for sticking along. And make sure you check out some of the rest of the episodes as well. I love you guys so much. And remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life. And one more thing. Usually I record these podcasts on video as well while recording these episodes in Anchor.com or .fm, anchor.fm, and yeah, I didn't do that, so somehow this episode might get a video one. If not, oh well, but that's what's happening. So I love you guys, and remember to
keep learning.
Meow. Hey, real quick, oh my gosh, I'm making a fool out of myself. It's great. Okay. I love you guys, and have an amazing rest of your day or your evening. or your morning, whenever you're listening to this. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys for tagging along, for staying here, for pushing through. You guys are amazing. Go check out some of the recent episodes and some of the upcoming episodes as well if you've not already listened to those. So I appreciate you guys. I love you guys so much. Remember that. Know that. Get that in your brain. Just leave knowing these few words. Is that in your head, just say right now or just be thinking of, I am worthy of my future. And I am worth working on myself and developing myself so that I can help others. So that's what I want you to leave just remembering. Maybe you can go back a little bit, a couple of seconds, and just re-listen to that, those two few words. So have an amazing rest of your day, guys, or your evening. I'll talk to you guys all very soon. Ciao. Adios. Bye.
Hey, you. I got a message for you. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Create. Don't hesitate. If you receive value from this episode, feel free to leave a review by messaging me on Instagram. The link is in the podcast description. Also, check out all my other socials for more inspiration. I'll see you in the next episode. Lastly, remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life.